Supervision might be associated with a formal managerial process designed to monitor performance, ensure compliance, and confirm that somebody is doing what they should be doing within their professional work. This page will describe what is commonly known as counseling supervision, or, in some instances, reflective practice, which differs from a managerial process. We will first briefly summarise the term counseling supervision and then explore key areas that might be useful to know. Counseling supervision is a service whereby a counsellor or a psychotherapist meets with a trained supervisor, also trained in counselling and or psychotherapy, where the central theme is the counsellor's development in relation to their client work. It's a mandatory requirement for all counsellors and psychotherapists in the UK to undertake adequate supervision in order to maintain safe and ethical practice. In supervision, to get as much from the process as possible, a strong working relationship builds over time between the supervisor and the supervisee. This is important because throughout the time that both will be working together, several aspects may be explored which might touch upon certain personal elements of the supervisee. When working with clients, there are certain aspects of the counsellor's life that certain topics might touch upon. It might be extremely valuable and relevant to bring these revelations into supervision, where they can be explored in relation to the work being conducted with clients. In other cases, a supervisee may bring into a session ethical dilemmas or aspects that are unfamiliar to them, situations they've not yet encountered, and may want another perspective. Supervisory content is not specifically about talking through client content directly, but more about what the content has invoked or brought up for the counsellor, which they feel might be worth exploring. Sometimes the process is referred to as counselling the counsellors, to simplify what can sometimes be a complex and integrated process. In most instances, practitioners have full autonomy to choose their own supervisor. It's important that the choice is theirs, as just like choosing a counsellor to work with, supervision is an intimate process that relies on the foundations of complete trust between both parties. Choosing a supervisor who is a right fit is extremely important, because not only will the practitioner be impacted if not, but their clients also too. Clients' needs come first and foremost in every decision made in counselling and psychotherapy, so it's important that the working alliance between the practitioner and the supervisor feels right, and that the supervisor is appropriate for the type of work and client group the practitioner is undertaking. Approaches to supervision vary, and it's important at the beginning of the working relationship to explore expectations on what the counsellor needs from their supervisor and supervision. What works for one person might not work for somebody else, but in most cases, part of the process of being a supervisor to a professional is about being adaptable and flexible to the supervisee's needs. This can be explored at the beginning to see what the supervisor can offer. There are a range of approaches to supervision, and usually the supervisor might choose to take a similar approach with their supervisees as they do with their clients. For example, a supervisor trained in cognitive behavioural therapy might take a behavioural approach when it comes to supervision. The supervisees don't necessarily need to adopt the same approach as the supervisor. That's based on preference and suitability. For supervisors to be effective, there is a common theme: to support and assist their supervisees with their client work to benefit the growth and development of the counsellor's practice. In this next section, I will introduce myself and write as a person-centred supervisor. This is because I studied as a person-centred counsellor and believe that the approach complements my way of life. I trained to be a person-centred supervisor under Linda Smith and Mike Worrell, two very distinguished and reputable practitioners who embrace the person-centred approach within their own practice, with what must be approaching 80 years of counselling experience between them. Training under them brought colour and vibrance, allowing me to link aloft what I was doing already as a counselling practitioner into my work as a supervisor. So briefly summarised, the person-centred approach takes place in both counselling and supervisory contexts. As the name suggests, the approach ensures that the practitioner is at the center of the therapeutic process. It encourages active engagement between both parties to build, over time, a trusting, empathic, and non-judgmental working relationship, where the psychological connection can form that becomes the basis for reflection, self-awareness, and understanding perspectives. It is proposed that given the right conditions, a person will thrive, grow, and develop. The supervisor's role is to facilitate this process for the client or the supervisee, and in turn, each person has an innate tendency to grow and develop when given the conditions to do so. Person-centered supervision is not about policing a practitioner's work. It's about engaging in a process from one professional to another to explore areas of work where the supervisee sets the agenda. Group supervision operates differently from one-to-one supervision. Whilst it offers many of the same benefits, it also brings unique advantages. Professional life can sometimes feel isolating. Group supervision provides a space, usually monthly, where individuals come together to share caseloads, reflect on their responses, and gain insights from multiple perspectives. This not only informs practice, but also encourages connection, networking, and collaboration across different fields and organisations. Group supervision sessions tend to be longer due to the number of participants. Each group may contain 4 to 6 group members. In person-centred group supervision, there is no fixed agenda. A facilitator may suggest themes for discussion, but the group guides the session. Over time, participants develop skills in communication, interaction, and reflective practice. Each group is unique. The facilitator's role is not to lead as an expert, but to guide and support, much like in counselling or one-to-one supervision. While this page is focused primarily on counselling professionals, it's important to note that supervision is available to a wide range of professionals, especially those working directly with people. Both one-to-one and group supervision can be beneficial in these contexts. The key difference is that counsellors are typically familiar with the supervisory process, whereas other professionals might need more guidance at the onset. With some guidance, other types of professionals can settle into a rhythm that works best for them, and the benefits are just as profound. In early 2026, I will be launching several supervision groups. If you're interested in joining or would like more information, please email ben@writecounselingwcss.com.